thank the Lord for another week, and here we are in His presence. Amen. Praise God. Shall we stand? Let's sing one song and just commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Amen. I bless Your name. I bless Your name. I give You honor, I give You praise. Oh, You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless Your name. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, I bless Your name. Once again, let's sing. Oh, I bless Your name. I bless Your name. Oh, I give You honor. I give You praise. Oh, You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless Your name. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, I bless. Oh, let's sing for the third time. Oh, yes, we bless Your name. Oh, I bless Your name. Yes, Lord, from our heart to God this morning, we bless Your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, we lift up Your name. Oh, the name that is above all other names. We give You the praise. Oh, we give You the honor. You are the life, the truth, and the way. Bless Your name this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank You, God. Thank You, Lord. I bless Your name. Blessed be Thy name, Lord. I bless Your name. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, this morning. Oh, Your children, as we stand before You, God, our heart lifted up, Lord, we look unto You. Oh, You are greater than all things, Lord. Amen. And so, Father, we want to worship You this morning from the deep of our hearts, and we say we bless Your name, Lord. Amen. We magnify that name. Yes. We lift it up, Lord, because, Lord Jesus, that name, oh, is above all other names. We thank You this morning, Lord. Even the week that has gone, Lord, our going outs and coming in, Lord, how You have blessed us, Lord. How You've watched over us, Lord. Oh, our footsteps, Lord, You have guided, O God. And this morning, oh, grace has given us, Lord, the opportunity, O God. Oh, journey mercies from our various places, far and near, oh God. And now here we stand, Lord Jesus. Church bells ringing our hearts, which has quickened us, oh God, to come to Your presence, Lord. And Father, we know it is You that called. Oh, yes. Without You, oh God, we can never come, Lord. Because no man can come unto You except the Father draws him. And we know we have been drawn this morning. So, Lord, there is a purpose. Oh, there's always a purpose when You call, God. So, Lord, this morning, we surrender all to You. Amen. We humble ourselves before You. Oh, with all reverence, that, Lord Jesus, the purpose why You called us, oh God, we want to receive from You. Amen. So, Lord, as it starts even with the Sunday schools down here and upstairs, amen, Lord, we commit all into Your hands, oh God, that the Holy Spirit, the teacher, will come and teach us. We commit all into Your hands now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God richly bless you. Amen. Yeah, this morning, we will just come out from our studies a little because there was a question my brother asked me. Amen. And thank God the brother is here this morning. Amen. He was asking this question, what is the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How can you know that you have? It's a really big question. Amen. Amen. What's the evidence of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
How can one know that he truly has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
It's a really very big question.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so let's see how it is. We may not finish today because it's a really vital wide because we need to spread the whole thing.
Amen.
Amen. So let's read one scripture from John 14:10. It says, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me?
Amen.
The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works."
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, this from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, in short, when we ask ourselves, what is the Holy Ghost? Or what is the Holy Spirit? It is the Spirit of God.
Amen.
It's the Spirit of God. And why it was given to the church? So I'm giving just a very short answers. But we will just expand everything. It was given because the Lord himself wants to accomplish his work of redemption. And so he gives that Holy Spirit to the church, give it to you and me, so that he himself can, what, through you, will complete or accomplish his work of redemption.
Amen.
So just keep these two things as we now look at the scripture even we read. So we need to find true examples of this Spirit of God working in someone. Praise the Lord. And the results that comes. So we read this scripture. Jesus himself said, Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth what the works.
Amen.
Amen. So the prophet said, here is the most evidently set forth that the perfect manifestation of God in the Son.
Amen.
Amen. This is it. This is the most evidently set forth. See, a perfect manifestation of what? The Spirit of God in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, here is the most evidently set forth that the perfect manifestation of God in the Son was by the indwelling Spirit manifesting in words and works. Amen. See, it is what? An indwelling Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Example, the first example we could talk of is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because all that was God, he poured into Christ.
Amen.
So Christ had the Spirit of God. So the prophet said the indwelling Spirit of God in Christ. Amen. Manifesting in what? Word and works.
Amen.
So he went on to say Jehovah God was dwelling in Christ Jesus. See? The Spirit God without measure. That means the fullness of God without measure. See? That means the fullness of God. The Spirit God without measure was dwelling in Jesus.
Amen.
And the word came to him. And when he began to preach, and to teach, he confirmed that indwelling spirit that was in him. Praise the Lord. See, so his works, his preaching, his teaching, his everything was what? Was confirming the spirit that dwelleth in him. Praise God. So Jesus said again, he said, look, my doctrine is not my own, but his, as the Father that sent me. Amen. Amen. So even the doctrine, he said, my doctrine is not my own, but his that sent me. Amen. Amen. The prophet picked this one also. He said, for I have not spoken of myself. See, always what Jesus is saying. Amen. See? Confirming the spirit that was dwelling in him. He said, what I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. And then even he said, my doctrine is not of my own, but his that sent me. And then here also he said, that's John 12:49. He said, I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. Amen. Praise the Lord. So always referring to what? The indwelling spirit that is in him. Praise Amen. God. So look at all these things that were happening. See, what Christ was portraying. What he was portraying, see that the prophet said, the words that I speak unto you, is it 50? Let's see, give me 50. Let me see, because I have here, give me verse 50. Let me see, let me read what is here. Said, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Praise the Lord. See. So now, Jesus now is the fullness of God, the indwelling spirit of God. And then he also promised, he gave the church a promise. Praise the Lord. And that is John 14:16-17. He also gave a promise. He said, I will pray the Father, and he will send you another comforter. See, before he left. That he may abide with you forever. Amen. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Amen. Amen. The spirit of what? Truth. Now I will send you a comforter. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you a comforter. Praise the Lord. Then John 14:26, he said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, straight to the point now. Who is the Comforter? Now the answer is here now. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Amen. Amen. He will teach you what? All things. And bring all things to your remembrance. Amen. Whatsoever I have said unto you.
Amen. So now, that same spirit that was in Christ, that same spirit is given toward the church. Amen. And is the spirit of what? Truth. See, the spirit of what? Truth. And it will teach us all things. And bring all things to our remembrance. Praise God. So this promise, we all know that it was fulfilled. When, before he left, he asked his disciples that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but that they should remain in Jerusalem until they have received that power. So the Holy Spirit is all this power. They will receive that power. And when they have received that power, then they could be witnesses. Amen. Amen. They will be witnesses unto him, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. Amen. So that means that spirit, there's no difference. The way how it will work in Jerusalem, it will work in Dublin. Amen. Because it's the same spirit. Amen. Wherever that spirit is, it will be the same. Praise God. Amen. To be the same. That's why the prophet said, when you go to German, you see German spirit. You go to Denmark, you see Denmark spirit. You go to America, you see American spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the spirit of the bride is the same everywhere.
Amen. Amen. That's true.
Praise
Amen.
God.
That's true.
The spirit of the bride is the same. Because that is what the true baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Whether they are in Germany, they are in the US, they, wherever they are, their spirit is the same. Praise God. Look at how I was telling our young brother John when we went home. I said, look, when you came in here, you just fitted into everything. In our home, in the church, just fitted into everything. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He came, stood here, just gave an exhortation as if he's part of this church all the time. Praise the Lord. Came to the guitar and started playing. And see, the same spirit. Praise God. And so, the disciples obeyed. They obeyed to stay in Jerusalem and wait for the promise that their master had given to them. Amen. So, we see that he said, when the day of Pentecost had come, that is Acts 2. Yeah. So, there he said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Amen.
And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Oh my, I like that. And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Amen.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances.
Amen.
Amen. So now, the Spirit that, the indwelling Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, that indwelling Spirit that was in Christ, now is fully now. Christ has what? Also given unto the church. Praise the Lord. So the disciples now have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So they started, according to the word of God, they started speaking in tongues. Amen. Then it has now come upon the church. It has now come upon the church. But this is where the problem started. Amen. Now, everybody is speaking the whole thing in a different way. See, the confusion now started. Everybody is speaking it in a different way. Some will say that the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is you got to be speaking in tongues. So some pick that way. Others said shouting, you shout. When you are in the church, you shout and then you receive the baptism. You see a lot of things. Praise the Lord. But one thing is that we need to go back to the scripture.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Holy Spirit, the scripture tells us it has a manifestation. It has manifestations. Amen. So let us read 1 Corinthians 12. There are spiritual gifts. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Look at the beginning. See, I don't want you to be ignorant of this. Very, very important. Don't be ignorant of it. Ye know that ye are Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. You know, already where the Gentiles had come from, see, they were believing different things in different ways. Amen. And most of the time, when you receive something, you may try to go back or use it through your own tradition, what you had believed before. Praise the Lord. So look at what he started. Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant. See. And you know, you Gentiles, you have been carried away into some dumb idols, even as you were led by those idols. See. Don't be carried away. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. Amen. Take notice of that. Anyone speaking by the Spirit of God, that indwelling spirit, calleth Jesus accursed. So take notice of that. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. That's another point. Amen. When we say Jesus is Lord, what is the meaning? You see, when we say Jesus is Lord, that means Jesus is God.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is what? God. The Jehovah of the Old Testament. And it takes the Holy Spirit for you to believe that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you picking the points? Because it's difficult for some people to believe that way. Amen. It's difficult for people to believe that way. So here it is. Said it will take what? The Holy Ghost in you. Amen. To believe that Jesus is the Lord. Amen. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now he's going to give us a reason. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord.
Amen.
See, here, diversities of gifts. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, has what? Diversities of what? Gifts. And then different administrations. And diversities of operations. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. Amen. See, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit all. Diversity, all the gifts is given to what? To profit the church.
Amen.
And not only the church. Praise the Lord. When we go out, it does see it got to profit everyone.
Amen.
Because it says all. Amen. For one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, by faith, the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Amen. So we have what? 9 different gifts. So in the first place, let's kill the other issue that someone will say the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. Because the prophet asks, what about the other gifts? Amen. So in the first place, that's not the right way. Amen. And then before I go, just we continue. If next week I will be the one here, we will continue. So take this before we go. Said there is a difference between the manifestation of the Spirit and the evidence of the Spirit. And the result they bring are not all the same. Praise God. So let's take that and keep that until the next time we meet. That the manifestation of the Spirit. We have read the manifestations. There's a difference between there's a difference between the manifestation of the Spirit and the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Yeah, we thank the Lord this morning, bringing us together again to begin the week. Praise the Lord. So we know how many are with great expectation that today we are going to be blessed by his word. Then let us worship him this morning. With all our hearts, create the atmosphere for the Lord to come in and do the rest.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Shall we bow our heads? Our dear Lord, we thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus. These things, O God, truly, it needs the leadership of the Holy Spirit, O God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, the teacher, coming to Open these things, Lord, unto our hearts, O God. Father, we commit the rest of our activities into your hands, the song leader and the musicians coming. Lord, we want to worship you this morning. We want to praise your name. We want to lift that name, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, accept our worship this morning. We ask in Jesus Christ's name, pray. Amen. God bless you.